The new evaluation system gives schools overall index scores and one of three designations. Two of those designations identify areas where schools need to improve on and could mean funding support to make those improvements. But Petersburg's three schools don't fall in those two categories. For index scores, Mitkoff Middle School was rated a 70, Petersburg High School just over 65, and Racy Stedman over 62. That's on a scale of 0 to 100. Bob Williams is the Director of Educator and School Excellence for the state's Department of Education.
The top 25% of schools in the state of Alaska had overall school index values ranging between 59.45 and 98.99 on a 0 to 100-point scale. So that means that Petersburg's, all of their schools are in the top 25% of index values for the state of Alaska.
Williams cautions that those index scores are not rankings or grades, but are just meant to show where a school can improve.
You know, Alaska's accountability system, the System for School Success, is designed to celebrate success and identify areas where additional support is needed. And with the goal of increasing achievement for all students. And I'd say just as assessment evaluates how students are progressing towards proficiency in the standards, the System for School Success evaluates the school's progress towards system-wide effectiveness.
It's the first year for these types of scores from the state. This new system is Alaska's response to the Every Student Succeeds Act. That's the 2015 federal education law that replaced the No Child Left Behind Act. Williams says this accountability system looks at more factors for school performance compared to past systems required by federal law. Petersburg School Superintendent Erica Klute-Painter thinks the evaluation system is a step in the right direction.
No system is perfect. I will say that up front. It's difficult, I think, to put a number designation to any school because we're talking about children and people and lots of factors, so that's always a little bit difficult.
Klute-Painter explains one positive of this new system is that it tries to measure student growth.
The reality of helping a child who might be really below proficient for a number of reasons, could be a lot of reasons, you know, in 1 year trying to accomplish all of that might not be possible, but they're trying to acknowledge that they want to allow schools to show growth. And I do think that is an important part of the legislation that's different, and I appreciate that focus.
But she says one factor that's difficult for Petersburg is the attendance measure that looks at students who are chronically absent or miss 10% or more of school days. Klute-Painter says students locally can be above that level of missing school, especially with travel to activities.
I think on the surface, a lot of times statisticians feel like that's a good metric. It's a really difficult one here because we don't necessarily count kids. They're not unexcused. For example, if a high school kid or even a middle school kid is traveling for a school-sponsored activity, you know, you don't hold that against them in the sense that when they're traveling for a school activity.
Klute-Painter thinks there's always room for improvement at Petersburg schools, and she's hopeful the state's new school evaluation system will be improved over time. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.